Tonight now, the NBA, right before Indiana and the Heat play game two of that series. It is the NBA draft lottery, and that's going to be happening coming up tonight. Can the Minnesota Timberwolves get a little bit luck, get a little luck in the draft lottery? Hey, they haven't had a lot of luck in the past.
I think Minnesota's got good karma right now. I'm feeling
right
lucky.
Now, less than 1% chance of getting the right ping pong ball. But joining us from the Minnesota Timberwolves radio network, John Folkey. Hey, John, nice to hear from you today.
Yeah, you guys too. I'm hoping that you guys bring us a little luck today.
Well, you know, the Vikings get the Super Bowl today. You would think it's time for the Timberwolves to get a high draft pick tonight.
You know, it really would be nice. I mean, as you guys know, in the history of this franchise, the team has never moved up in the draft lottery. They've always either ended up picking where they were slotted going into it or down from there. So, you know, it really would be great to move up in this draft lottery, see how things go, and maybe land one of those higher picks. Otherwise, if, you know, you end up staying where you were, you just have to make the best of it and really do your due diligence as far as draft work, and at the same time work the phone lines and see if there is any way that you can move up. So, I mean, either way, no matter what happens here tonight, this team's got a lot of work to do leading up to that draft.
Yeah, John, speaking of moving, I just want to get right to the chase here. We've heard a lot of rumblings about Kevin Love over the past 48 to 72 hours, a lot of rumors about maybe being shipped to the Lakers or the Knicks or Golden State, and it finally seems like it's coming to a head. What do you make of all these rumors that we're hearing right now? Is it just because we got the draft lottery tonight and it's hyperbole, or could there be something to all of these rumors that were starting to circulate?
Well, guys, I even saw a rumor that had him being shipped to the Washington Generals, so I didn't really know what to make of that. Not sure who we were going to be getting back from there, or if that was a one-sided deal. I mean, you guys know what this is. It's been going on all season long, and it'll continue to go on. It's just sort of the way things are right now. As far as speculation goes, as far as, you know, the 24-hour news cycle goes, I think a lot of it does have to do with the draft lottery coming up, that this has picked up steam. But I don't think it's any secret or any surprise to anyone that Kevin Love will opt out of his contract. He stands to make a lot of money to do that, when he does that, I should say. And, you know, with the way the collective bargaining agreement is set up, he can make the most money by staying here in Minnesota. Other teams can't offer him a fifth year like the Wolves can. But, you know, so many things right now are up in the air, and who knows what's going to end up happening. So I think a lot of it does have to do with the draft lottery, that all of a sudden we're kind of going from the playoff mindset and how awesome the playoffs have been to suddenly, oh, yeah, we got this other thing going on. And, you know, reporters have turned their attention to that and kind of gone on the speculation bandwagon so far. But, again, I don't think it's any secret or any surprise to anyone that Kevin will opt out. He stands to make more money by doing that, and really what happens between now, the draft, and, you know, next January, where they can offer him an extension, and next July 1st when he'll become a unrestricted, or when he'll become a free agent, you know, there's a lot of things that that can happen, that may happen, that may not happen. So right now it just kind of is what it is, and you read the stuff, and that's really about all you can do.
How much does tonight's draft order potentially affect what the Wolves could do?
As it pertains to Kevin Love?
Yeah, I mean, if there might be something out there, say, potentially, you know, the Lakers, a team with a top three pick. I mean, is Flip Saunders, do you get the pressure that he's going to feel forced to deal Kevin Love sooner rather than later?
You know, honestly, I have not seen Flip since the end of the season. And in the talks that, you know, that we had leading up to the end of the season, and when he addressed the media about this situation, he didn't seem at that time that he was under any pressure, you know. And he and Glenn Taylor, for the most part, from what I've read, have maintained that they're going to do what they can to keep him, and what they can to better this team. So, you know, honestly, I don't really know that I can answer that, whether that tonight's draft lottery affects what Flip does or not. I think, you know, I think it'll be interesting to see how tonight's lottery plays out and what teams decide to do after that. But, you know, I don't think right now there's pressure on Flip Saunders the way that the media is trying to put pressure on him.
What kind of a timeline is Flip giving? I mean, you would think he's got to name a coach here fairly soon. I mean, what are you hearing?
Honestly, I'm not hearing anything. You know, when we last talked to Flip, it was at Rick Adelman's retirement press conference, and Flip said that he'll take his time. They want to make sure that they get the right person for the job. And, you know, I think it's interesting watching the Detroit Pistons name Stan Van Gundy as their head coach. And there was a great article, I believe it was on ESPN earlier this week, where, you know, the first line of that press conference by the Detroit front office was that we've found the guy for our team. And then the next line in the article was, said the Detroit Pistons for the fourth time in 6 years. So yeah. I think, you know, Flip Saunders and the Wolves brass are going to do their due diligence so that they do find the right guy who will be around for a long time, you know, to help grow with this organization, help this team become sustainable. So, you know, In my mind, you'd love to have it done before the NBA draft so that you're drafting guys that will fit with this coach's system. Flip didn't necessarily say that was the timeline. He said they're going to take as long as they have to make sure that they get the right person. So, you know, I haven't heard anything since then as far as timelines go.
He's John Fokin, Minnesota Timberwolves Radio Network, here in Sports Talk with Craig and Chris. Yeah, the coaching carousel seems kind of interesting to me because Mark Jackson let go in Golden State for, you know, various reasons. And last year, the Memphis Grizzlies win 56 games. They go to the Western Conference Finals, and then Lionel Hollins isn't retained. They win 50 games this year. They get a tough first-round opponent, and all of a sudden we see that there's some conflict in Memphis, and Dave Yeager may be on the hot seat. With organizations like that, can the Wolves benefit from maybe that uncertainty? And I mean, what about a guy like a Lionel Hollins or potentially a Dave Yeager?
I've been a big fan of Lionel Hollins, you know, since he was at Memphis. I like the way that he got that team playing defense. I thought he did a good job using Marcus Gasol in the high post and kind of orchestrating their offense. And Dave Yeager obviously continued that this year when Gasol was healthy. So it's interesting to see, though, teams that are winning. You know, a lot of that comes down to new ownership. And when the guys at Golden State took over that franchise, there was talk that, you know, they weren't necessarily enamored with Mark Jackson. And so him being let go this year wasn't necessarily a huge surprise. And they apparently had ties to Steve Kerr, so that makes sense. So, I mean, if you're the Timberwolves, you know, Flip Saunders did talk about wanting someone who had experience. He didn't say, you know, necessarily that it had to be NBA experience, but he was going to scour everything from, you know, NBA coaching ranks, assistant coaching ranks, to coaches overseas, to, you know, guys down in the D-League as well. He's got ties all over the place. So, obviously, you're going to do your due diligence, like I said, you know, in terms of the draft, you're going to do that and more for the coaching search. So, you know, it's, I guess, everybody's kind of in a wait and see approach right now, but there's still a lot of teams that are searching for head coaches.
Yeah, that's true. John, I'm gonna be the conspiracy guy. I'm thinking he's thinking of somebody on the assistant coaches for the teams that are left in the playoffs, Miami or Indiana, San Antonio, OKC. You know, I'm gonna go that route unless I hear otherwise. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I mean that's really all we can do right now. And you know, this is a fun time of year because you got the playoffs going on, you got the draft lottery, you got the draft combine last week, and there's a lot of uncertainty around who's going to end up where, and it's fun to follow the action and see how all the dice fall and see how the dominoes are land. I think I'm mixing up my metaphors there. But,
all right.
You know what I mean? It's just kind of a fun time to every day going to work and hop onto Twitter or hop onto various websites, read the rumors, and see who's right, who's wrong, and how it all shakes out.
Hey, by the way, I saw your ring this week that you posted on Twitter.
Oh, yeah. It's
nice.
Pretty sharp, huh?
Nice. Do you wear that to games? Or?
You know what? It is. It came in a very, very beautiful, well-manicured protective box, and that's where it is right now, along with my 2011 championship ring, which is also in a very nice box. So Keep those guys locked up. I'm waiting until I get a couple more, and then I'm going to take a picture like that picture of Michael Jordan where he's got his, or the Bill Russell one where he's got his hand kind of stroking his goatee and a ring on every finger.
Of course, John works with the Minnesota Lynx as well, and another team that is expected to do well this year.
Expected. I mean, yeah. Man, they might be the most successful team in Minnesota right now. I mean, they're a great team.
The biggest question is, it's not going to be, am I going to get a ring for every finger? It's whether or not I can grow the goatee to stroke it in the picture with a ring on every finger.
Yeah. Well, they got medicine now that'll help you grow hair faster.
Well, so I got that going for me.
Hey, John, appreciate the time. We'll be watching the draft lottery tonight. Should be interesting to find out what's going to happen. I think it's going to be a very interesting 4 weeks coming up for the T-Wolves.
Absolutely. Thank you guys for having me on.
All right, John.
Thanks, John.
John Folkey, Minnesota Timberwolves Radio Network.